special good morning to our visitors. It's nice to see the church full on this Palm Sunday, always the day that we see the largest crowds come to church, just like 2,000 years ago when large crowds were there welcoming Jesus. Imagine the crowds in Jerusalem. These crowds, sometimes we look at the political rallies today and you see these crowds of tens of thousands of people, and they're all excited, they're yelling, they're screaming. Well, imagine 2,000 years ago, if you were an oppressed people, a people who had suffered for hundreds of years, you're under a foreign occupation, life was very difficult, life was very dangerous, you saw people being crucified by the enemy, you saw them tax you very heavily and take away whatever meager things that you had. Life was extremely hard and it seemed hopeless in many ways. And yet, their faith, the faith of the chosen people, gave them hope. Because their faith said that God has not forgotten. God is going to send someone. God is going to send his anointed one to come and be your new king. And so these people who seemed to have lost hope or seemed to have been down in the dumps, they heard about this itinerant preacher, Jesus of Nazareth. They had heard of someone, this man, who was not only preaching a beautiful message, but he was actually performing miracles, healing the blind, raising the paralyzed, cleansing lepers. Some even said that he was raising the dead. And in fact, right before Palm Sunday, yesterday we celebrated, and right before the Palm Sunday 2,000 years ago, one of Jesus' greatest miracles happened. His dear friend Lazarus, who had been dead 4 days in the tomb, Jesus called him out of the tomb. And people were there to witness. Crowds were there. And those crowds, when they saw Jesus bring back a man who had been in the tombs for 4 days, his body already beginning to decompose, and yet Jesus called him out of the tomb and gave him life again. Imagine what people were saying. People were going back into Jerusalem. Jerusalem was packed because of the Feast of the Passover. And they had people telling them, this Jesus of Nazareth actually raised someone from the dead. That's all the context in which Palm Sunday happened. So Jesus then decides to go into Jerusalem, and he's coming with his disciples, and Jesus consciously tells his disciples, go up and get a donkey, the colt of a donkey, and I'm going to ride on this donkey. It's sort of the sign of a king coming in, a triumphant king coming in, but a humble king coming in to the city of Jerusalem. And he's riding with his disciples on his sides, and all of a sudden crowds and crowds start to come around him. And these crowds, unexpectedly, start to wave the palm branches, and they're saying, Hosanna, Hosanna, praise God. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. They're giving him a triumphal entry. They're giving him a king's entry. And they're making many people nervous. They're making the Roman soldiers nervous. Is this another of these false people who are trying to rise up Israel against us? They're getting the religious leaders nervous because they don't believe in Jesus. And so they're unsure what to do. And when they hear the crowds yell out, Hosanna, blessed is he in the name of the Lord, they actually get upset. And they go up to Jesus and they say, don't you hear what these people are yelling? They're yelling these calls for the Messiah. Tell them to stop. But Jesus looks at them and says, Didn't you ever read the Psalms? Out of the mouths of children will come perfect praise. So Jesus is accepting their praise, this praise of the Messiah. And Jesus even says, even if you tell these children to be silent, the stones themselves are going to cry out and acknowledge me. So there's no question Jesus is accepting the praise as the Messiah, as the Christ. And he comes into the temple triumphant. Now, what happens? This triumphal entry with all this hope, which is giving these people who have no hope, giving them hope. What happens? The people want one thing, but Jesus offers them something else. Palm Sunday is the beginning of the holiest week of the year. It's wonderful to see all of you here on Palm Sunday, and I hope I will see all of you several times throughout this upcoming week of Holy Week, so that you can journey with our Lord through his passion and then his resurrection. The problem with the crowds is that they don't want to go through the passion. They wanted the good news of the resurrection, but they didn't want the path that leads to victory, which is the path that Jesus said so clearly. You have to deny yourself. You have to crucify your own ego. You have to take up your cross and then come and follow me. Follow me during the difficult paths, and then you can follow me through the triumphal paths. Follow me through my arrest, my persecution, my torture, my suffering, my death. Come with me on that path, and then you can experience the victory that I'm going to give. You know, Palm Sunday, I think one of the messages for all of us today is really to reflect on ourselves. We come and fill the church today, but who are we? Are we among the majority of the crowd that simply say, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, and then forgets about Jesus? And then not only forgets about Jesus, gets upset at Jesus because of the path that he's going to take. We don't want to take a path of suffering. We don't want to take a path of death. We want a path of power, like the Roman power 2,000 years ago. We want a path that's going to make us feel good all the time. That's not the path of Christ. That's not the path that we're called to take. Jesus says, deny yourself. Take up your cross. Accept whatever comes in life, not in a despairing way. Accept it knowing that I am with you and I'm going to see you through the dark days. This is the key of our life in Christ. We have to remember God is with us. God will never abandon any of us. It doesn't matter if we're facing some horrible illness. It doesn't matter if we're facing some extremely difficult addiction. It doesn't matter if we faced some tragedy in our lives. In this parish, I know people who are going through very difficult times. The key is to say, I don't understand these times, but I know God is with me, and God will never abandon me. And I'm going to stay faithful with him during these difficult times so that I can make it through the cross and to the resurrection. I'm going to journey this week during Holy Week through the Passion on Holy Thursday night, Holy Friday night, so that I can reach Pascha and celebrate and experience the joy of our Lord's resurrection. Palm Sunday is a beautiful day when we celebrate. But let's make it the beginning of a beautiful week, and let us make it the beginning of holding on to this joy of the Lord. The epistle reading of today was a beautiful epistle reading where St. Paul is in prison And while St. Paul is writing to Christians in the city of Philippi who are suffering persecution, and St. Paul writes to them, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. It's a perfect epistle for Palm Sunday. It's a perfect epistle for what I'm talking about today, the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord can be with us even when we're in prison, like St. Paul. The joy of the Lord can be with us even when we are suffering persecution, like the Christians in Philippi, or like the many Christians in the Middle East and in Africa and other places of the world who are suffering today. The joy of the Lord doesn't depend on our outward circumstances. The joy of the Lord has nothing to do with our superficial pursuits of this world. The joy of the Lord has to do with our relationship with God. And if we stay with God, God will be with us. We'll experience his presence in the most joyful way. So let us reflect tonight, today, throughout this week, on the joy of the Lord, on the meaning of Pascha, on the meaning of the passion that leads to Pascha. We can't experience the resurrection unless we go through the dark days of the passion. So if we're experiencing dark days in our own lives, it's not the end of the story. No matter what comes in life, never forget God is with us. The King of Israel, the Messiah, is with us and will see us through those dark days and will fill our hearts with the joy of the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice.
Amen. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord.